From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels is on high alert because of fears of a Paris-like attack. Heavily armed security forces patrolled the streets and subways were closed in the Belgian capital Saturday. The government was warning of a risk of attack similar to the multiple terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Prime Minister Charles Michel said that the alert level was raised to its highest level based on precise information that authorities obtained. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister.
And we have sent also a message to the population to be vigilant because we have some precise and immediate information about possible terrorist attacks, and certainly in Brussels.
Salah Abdeslam, the principal suspect in the Paris attacks, is still on the loose. Belgian authorities are concerned he could be planning an attack in Brussels. U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Mr. Obama said Friday's assault in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations. And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate El Morabitoun, have claimed joint responsibility for the attack. A U.S. defense official called AQIM the leading suspect in Friday's assault. This is VOA News. Security sources in Cameroon say at least 10 people were killed in a suicide attack carried out by suspected members of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Saturday's blast in the far northern region of Cameroon marked the latest deadly attack by Boko Haram, which has targeted Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria in recent months. Boko Haram's bloody campaign for a strict Islamist state in northeastern Nigeria has left thousands of people dead. Neighboring countries such as Cameroon have joined an offensive against the group earlier this year, and the conflict has spilled across their borders. Israeli police say a stabbing attack in southern Israel has wounded 4 people. The latest incident in a wave of clashes between Israelis and Palestinians occurred late Saturday in the city of Kiryat Gat. Police were searching for at least one attacker who fled the scene. The recent violence has left 15 Israelis and at least 86 Palestinians dead. It began in September when rumors swept Palestinian neighborhoods that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel has repeatedly denied it has any intention of altering the Jewish and Muslim communities' jurisdictions over Jerusalem's holy site. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East Sunday on a trip that will focus on Israeli-Palestinian violence, the Islamic State, and the conflict in Syria. A State Department spokesman, John Kirby, said Saturday that Kerry plans stops in Israel, the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates during the 3-day trip. The statement said while in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Ramallah, Kerry will discuss bilateral and regional security issues, including Syria and the Islamic State. It said he will also discuss bilateral and regional and political security issues during his stop in Abu Dhabi. Chinese state media says that 21 workers were killed when a fire broke out at a coal mine late Friday in a northeastern city. Rescue workers are continuing to search for one other missing worker at the state-owned mine in Jishi City, according to the Xinhua News Agency. 38 workers were in the mine shaft when the fire broke out, according to Xinhua. 16 people escaped. And authorities in Afghanistan say unknown gunmen on Saturday kidnapped at least 20 bus passengers in a southern region where suspected loyalists of self-named Islamic State earlier this month beheaded 7 civilians. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.